God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. Make three wishes and one of them will come true, or all three of them will come true. If you had three wishes, what would you most wish for? Maybe you'd wish for more time in a day than you have now. Maybe you'd wish for more money than you have now. Maybe you wish for people that perhaps you no longer have access to. What would you wish for? In Joshua chapter 7, we have two men and what they wished for, and it really is an indication of who they were. The two men are Joshua, the leader of Israel, and Achan, a warrior in Israel, who took of the accursed thing. He took silver, gold, and a garment when God said those things were to be dedicated to him and not to be taken. And Achan stole, Achan lied, and Achan didn't take from a Canaanite. Achan took from God, and God judged him rather harshly. What's interesting is you have a little insight into each of these men and what they actually wished, what they actually wanted. Verse 7 says this, "And Joshua said, Alas, O Lord God, wherefore hast thou at all brought this people over Jordan to deliver us into the hand of the Amorites to destroy us?" Now, Joshua was saying this because they had gone against a city-state called Ai. Should have been an easy victory after the victory at Jericho, but they were roundly defeated. And Joshua was discouraged. He thought, God, why are you leading us into this land if only to be defeated? Would to God we had been content and dwelt on the other side of Jordan. Joshua is literally saying, God, I wish we had just stayed over where we were. It was better than the mess we're in now. And so Joshua wished he had been willing or content to stay on the other side of Jordan. Now, what does this indicate? Well, he was discouraged. Oftentimes, we're discouraged by the things that we see, and it's largely because of the things that we cannot see. In this case, Joshua was ignorant of the issue. He had no idea that Israel had sinned when Achan stole of the accursed thing. He didn't know that, and because he only had partial knowledge, he wished for things that really are not what he would want if he were thinking clearly. The second example of men who wished is Achan himself, this man who stole, who robbed, who lied. Verse 21 gives us the progression of Achan's sin. His own testimony is, "When I saw among the spoils a goodly Babylonish garment and 200 shekels of silver and a wedge of gold of 50 shekels weight, then I coveted them and took them, and behold, they are hid in the earth in the midst of my tent, and the silver under it." Now, notice the progression. I saw, I wanted, I took, I hid. Except it wasn't hidden. It wasn't hidden at all because it wasn't hidden from God. But notice what Achan said. I coveted and I took. Joshua says, I wish we had stayed on the other side of the Jordan. Achan says, I wished for, I coveted the accursed things in Canaan. Now, this indicates a couple things. One, he was rebellious. He rebelled against the explicit command of God, which was more loaded than he realized. You know, God's word always means more than we're going to know. And so it takes a little bit of faith, trusting God, to know that God knows what I do not, and that if I will do what I should, then I can understand what I don't. So he was rebellious. He was ungrateful. All that Achan had been given, all that he'd been given, freedom and victory and provision, he was ungrateful. Achan was naive. He was naive to think that this was a way to get ahead when God had told him not to. He was an unguarded victor. So as you look at these two men and what they wished, you realize something, and that is this. A measure of the man is what he thinks it would take to satisfy him. A measure of the person, a measure of the woman, a measure of the man is what they think it would take to satisfy them. You know, some people, they want to go back. That's what Joshua did. They want to go back in time. They think, if I could just go back to 5 years ago, then everything would be okay. Friend, you can only go forward. The Jordan had parted and then it receded again. And all that was behind them, they had burned their bridges. You can only go forward. Time only marches on. The provision of God is always in the future. The providence of God literally means God's taking care of things ahead of time. God's looking ahead, seeing ahead, and providing for us is always in the future. God's not going to provide retroactively. He's going to provide for the future. So going back is not the way to satisfaction. Some people think they can go back from God. And Joshua was a good man, but essentially what he would have done is he would have been on one side of the Jordan River while God was moving across the river and into the land of Canaan. And that is not a way to be happy. Sometimes the worst thing that can happen to us is to get what we wish. So sometimes we wish to go back in time or from God. In Achan's case, Sometimes we wish to get ahead. And in Aiken's case, by our own ambitions, we think that if we can have our way and accomplish our goals, then we will be happy. And what an irony. You know, the thing that was accursed in Joshua chapter 7 was blessed in Joshua chapter 8. That which is cursed when we take is blessed when we receive. In Joshua chapter 8, God's command is, fear not. Don't be dismayed. I've given this land. I've given Ai to you. And then in verse 2, he says, and thou shalt do to Ai and her king as thou didst unto Jericho and her king, only the spoil thereof and the cattle thereof ye shall take for prey unto yourselves. What an irony. If Achan had just waited, from our perspective, if he had just waited one chapter, God would have given in blessing what Achan took as a curse. So friend, today, what is it that you wish? You can tell a lot about a person by the things they wish. A measure of the man is what he thinks it would take to satisfy him. Friend, the satisfaction in life comes from accepting who you are, who God is, taking what God gives, and doing it with gratitude.